A note on sources. At Apple, current and former employees adhere to a strict code of silence, a corporate omerta. Like the Italian mafia that coined the term to protect itself, the iPhone syndicate is united in its commitment to guard the secrets of its operations. Staff are indoctrinated to bleed the company's original six-color logo and undergo an orientation where they are instructed not to discuss their work with anyone outside the confines of Cupertino. Many companies have similar policies. At Apple, that policy pervades the culture. The company is structured to safeguard information. Initiatives are given code names. Business strategies are limited to the most senior executives. Subordinates are partitioned in ways that limit their knowledge of future products. And everyone buys into the idea that confidentiality prevents rivals from stealing ideas and preserves the mystery that helps the company secure hundreds of millions of dollars in free advertising from press coverage of its showy events. There's a shared belief that success hangs on secrecy. Staff are convinced that anyone who speaks to the media disadvantages the company. Some who have spoken to reporters, even after leaving Apple, have been ostracized by colleagues and friends. Others have been fired or sued. This culture makes reporting on Apple a challenge. Employees can be tight-lipped with one another. Married couples in separate divisions at the company often go years without telling each other about their respective jobs. One couple told me that it wasn't until long after they had both retired that they had finally opened up with each other about what they had done. They said the conversation had taken courage. You'll find the complete list of sources in the enhancement.